Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Steve Cochran Show, G, lead us off with our MVP, Jeff from AM Money.
Absolutely. You know what? If you're looking for a new way to pay for college, Jeffrey Wright, along with his partner Daniel Rogers, have recently launched an awesome new organization called AM Money. Did you guys know, by the way, that there are 44 million borrowers, like they collectively owe $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. Okay. Now, this is the second largest debt for the country behind mortgage debt. That's unbelievable, right?
It's scary, and it's really, I don't know if depressing is the right word, but it just feels off and wrong, and there's something that's, I mean, we got to move forward and do something better
Absolutely.
Than what we're doing.
Two out of three of my kids are still carrying,
right?
Carrying the debts.
Yeah. So, Jeff, are you there? How are you?
I am. Good morning. I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me on this morning. I really appreciate it.
So, you are the co-founder of AM Money. Tell us what this organization's about.
Sure. Thank you. AM Money, we're an organization, we're a private student lender, and we provide affordable student loans to high-performing, low-income students, and they don't need a cosigner.
And this is a huge problem because there are a lot of kids, you know, maybe they're first generation in their family to go, you know, for higher education. Sometimes students don't have a family member with great credit that can help co-sign on a loan, right?
That's correct. And how it's currently set up, it really doesn't matter where you go to school. Your ability to get a private student loan is based on your credit score or your parents' credit score. So, for example, if you go to UIC, you're an engineering major, you got a 3.5 GPA, but you don't have a parent that has a 730 credit score, you're going to have a tough time getting a private student loan, and we just didn't think that was right.
Are you basically making a bet, Jeff, that, hey, if you're a good student and you're working hard, we're gambling on you that you're going to be able to pay off the debt, and that's why you can give them that rate?
That's exactly right. So our rate is the same rate as the Federal Direct Plus loan, which means you're not getting charged, you know, 10, 12, 15%, like a lot of student lenders may charge you. We're at 7%, and we're very aggressive in finding students that are working hard, have a gap in their financial aid, they need some funding to finish, but they just can't find what they need. So we're there to fill that gap.
And you've also built in some safety nets as well for when it's time to pay back the loan.
That's correct. So we have income-based repayment plans, just like federal loans do. If you have an issue where you have a time where you're looking for a job and you can't quite get one just yet, or you're laid off, or you have some kind of financial difficulty, we work with you to get through that time. And we can give you some time to pay back at a rate that's reasonable for you. And also defer payments if you need to for a short time.
Well, Jeffrey, you are a Chicago native. You graduated from St. Ignatius College Prep, right? Went on to get a international business degree from Georgetown University and a master's of, your MBA in finance and from Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. So you know what you're doing with money, right?
That is correct. That is correct. And this is something that I personally dealt with. I went to Georgetown University. I had great grades. I was studying business. And when the time came to find a student loan to bridge my funding gap, I had to ask seven people to co-sign on a loan for me. I was clearly going to be able to get a job and make money and pay the loan back. But because I didn't have a credit score, because I was so young, I wasn't able to get a loan. And so we're directly addressing that issue for high-performing, low-income students that just need a bridge to get them through to finish school.
I just love that you've taken a personal experience. You are a very accomplished person. You haven't forgotten where you came from, and, like, you're giving back this way.
I'm I'm also wondering, Jeff, I mean, you're doing, it's phenomenal that you're giving back, but I'm also, did you see a, you know, in the marketplace, this is wrong what it's doing. There's actually an opportunity to make some money here and also give back at the same time. Were you looking at it that way?
100%. I mean, we aren't charging 15% where we could make a ton of money because the need is there. You know, to be frank with you, when I was in college, I took on some of those high interest loans with those high interest payments. But, you know, we wanted to do it in a responsible way where, you know, everyone can be successful. We can help students become successful, and we can build a sustainable company so we can grow to serve students for a long time coming.
Well, I think this is remarkable because, you know, I have a confession to make. I still have my student loans. I, you know, went to law school and still have loans from that I'm paying off. But, you know, there are a lot of people, young people, that are postponing milestones in their life, like buying a home or getting married or having kids because they're still paying off their student loans. So I think this is pretty incredible what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. I think, you know, students that are interested can go to ChicagoStudentLoans.com. We're actively lending right now. You know, the fall is coming up, and we want students to be ready to succeed and not have to worry about, you know, making tuition and housing payments. So we're ready.
And this is going to be available to students at 65 Midwest schools, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Yep. Including Northwestern, University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, and University of Illinois at Chicago. All right. Awesome. Thank you, Jeffrey. You are our most valuable person on the planet.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You all have a great day.
Jeff, walk around and just tell everybody that all day long. That's what I would do. I would get a t-shirt, the whole thing. Thanks for being with us this morning.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Jeff Wright with AM Money. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
We got inefficiency in the market. We're also going to help you going to school. I'm going to make some dough. You're going to go to school. You're going to pay me back. Win-win.
I like the financial wheels turning in your brain there. You must have gotten an A-plus in economics.
Yeah, right. The financial wheels are turning, but I'm not the A-plus, A-minus, B-minus, C-plus in economics did not occur.
You get an A in my
Thanks, G. Appreciate that.
And the student, I don't know if you guys saw this, batting onto the student loan conversation, this was one or two stories about students who will be paying off their debt for like another 100 years.
Ooh, I think that's me. I just calculated mine. I think I'm going to pay mine off at age 67, everybody. I'm going to throw a big party.
Well, it's just wrong. I mean, Harvard's got a $70 billion endowment, and it costs $70,000 to go there for undergrad. You're pricing out so many people.
Yeah, that's why people don't want to become doctors anymore. Well, it's also the student loans involved.
And it's also the reason why people aren't buying homes. They're not settling down. It's an impact, real big impact kids. On the economy as well.
And the population.
Right. All right.